Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we are learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, last week we spoke about health and wellness IQ, and this week we're going to spend the time talking about sleep, why it's important, and how lack of sleep can sabotage your good health. So, Penny, I mean, we all have heard the story that we're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep, and we've heard that it's good for us, but in a busy, busy world, can't sleep take a back seat every once in a while?
Well, you can, but there's a cost to it. Yeah. Most of us, we need to really understand, all of us do, we need to understand why do we need that sleep? You know, a lot of people will look at this and they'll say, well, how can you talk about sleep for 5 or 6 different lessons, even 7 in our case? And there's a lot to sleep that people just don't understand. Something that kind of baffled me when I started researching about sleep was the scientists that studied the body, they don't even know why we need to sleep. It's crazy, isn't it?
Sure is.
But your body needs to get enough sleep, because if it's not, then you lose your immune function. So a lot of people that have health issues get frequent colds, different things like that. It could be linked to the fact that they don't get enough sleep. I know when I was growing up, my grandmother and my aunt, they used to only sleep about 2-3 hours a night, and they always said that that was all they needed. My life got busy too as I got older and had kids and different things like that, and sleep did take a back seat. But I was doing things like, while I was standing in line at the bank, I'd find myself dozing off, had no control over it at all. And it was all related to what little sleep I was getting. There's just so much to the need to sleep and what our body does in that sleep stage.
You know, it kind of makes sense, because one of the things with everything that's happened in my world in the last half a year was that when you sleep, the fluids in your brain kind of go in and flush your brain out, that's probably not the right way. I'm sure that's not a good image for everyone who's listening, but, you know, your brain is like any other part of your body. It makes waste as it's doing its job, and it needs to be cleaned. And so they say the fluid goes into your head and then it drains out, and that kind of, you know, cleanses everything that's going on. And if you don't get enough sleep, then your brain doesn't get a chance to have that. Once again, none of this is technical, by the way. I'm hoping everybody knows that. But just my own interpretation of it. If you don't get enough sleep, that fluid doesn't get a chance to go in and actually do, I guess, that cleansing flush of everything that's, you know, the waste byproducts that are happening in your brain. And so that's why a lot of times, and it made a lot of sense, I thought, all of the times that I, you know, crammed for something or stayed up all hours trying to get something finished right before a deadline, and you know how you have that sleep where you just can't really feel rested because you know you've got so much on your mind, it made sense that because my system hadn't had a chance to cleanse and flush itself, that I just had not just one, you know, the single day's worth of stuff going in my mind. I had the day before stuff happening. And so that's kind of been the way that I've come to understand it recently, is that I need to sleep so that my brain can flush itself, even though, once again, that's not scientific.
Well, if we're going to talk about health IQ, which is what everything that we've talked about so far is, we need to understand what happens with our brain when we sleep. There's actually 5 different cycles of the sleep pattern, and the one that we're really looking for is called REM, which is rapid eye movement, is what it stands for, and that is the healing that goes on in our body is during that phase. It usually happens before you wake up, just before you wake up, and this was really neat when I discovered this. during that REM sleep, which should be 25% of the sleep that you get on a nightly basis, but during that REM sleep, the body is actually acting like a machine, and it's going through a process of, like you say, cleansing. And your body is paralyzed, your eyes are moving back and forth very quickly, and your subconscious mind is running through a series of tests to find out if there's anything wrong with you. You know, things like people that are smokers. Yeah, the body is going through this process, and it picks up on the fact that you're a smoker, and then the next day when you're awake, your subconscious mind has spoken to your conscious mind and told your conscious mind, hey, you need to quit smoking. You know, so this is a time when the body is actually healing itself. The body is repairing, rejuvenating during this REM sleep. And unfortunately, usually the REM sleep is what we skimp on. Some people cannot get into that REM sleep because, like you, there's so many things that are happening during the day that our mind won't shut down enough to be able to get into that sleep. Infants, when they are newborns, they actually need 13 to 18 hours of REM sleep, and about half of that is REM sleep because their brain is still functioning. Their brain is still growing. So that's why they need that much sleep. And there's techniques that you can use to help you get into that deep sleep. There's even supplements that you can take that will help you, because as we get older, our body doesn't make a certain hormone that actually helps us get into that REM sleep. But whatever it is that we have to do, obviously we have to get in that REM sleep. And we need to be in that REM sleep at least 25% of our sleeping hours, because that's when our body fixes itself. That's when our brain finds out what's wrong with our body so that it can fix itself. There was one little tidbit that I ran across that I wanted to share with you. When your body is rejuvenating, and the rejuvenation happens in functions like muscle growth, tissue repair, protein synthesis, in the growth of the hormone release that I was talking about, the melatonin. In those cases, the body performs these major restorative functions. You know, and that's an important reason why we do need to sleep, why sleep is important to us. But one of the things that kind of tells our body when it needs to go to sleep is something that's called adenosine. And that is a product that is actually made by neurons that's in our brain. And when our body gets all these adenosines built up, then it tells us it's time to wake up. So if you can't get those adenosines out of your body, like you say, flush it out while you're sleeping, then you're always wanting to be awake because you've got all this chemical that's running around in your brain. One of the things that actually, and that adenosine, when you get a big, tells us that it's time to sleep. That's when we get sleepy. So something that I thought was funny is that caffeine blocks the actions of adenosine. So when you get your coffee in the morning and everybody thinks that they're tired, usually that tiredness tends to be because you didn't get enough of that REM sleep. But then you drink the caffeine and that stops the actions of the adenosine in the brain, and it actually helps keep us alert. So that's what works.
Well, I had no idea. I just know that it works. Yeah. You know, and in a modern world, we don't have time to be tired, you know. So,
yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
We're talking about sleep this week, and there's a lot that goes into it, and we're going to be talking about several different aspects of it. But just in general, the concept of sleep, from what I'm understanding and what I've heard, is that we need it, and we're not getting enough of it, and we need to come up with, if we can't come up with a solution, we probably need to look a little bit deeper at, you know, maybe the areas that we're in, and we'll go into more detail as the days go on. But I wonder, does everybody need the exact same sleep? I mean, you just mentioned that your grandmother and your aunt said they needed 2 to 3 hours. I'll tell you, my mother says that if she gets 4 hours, she's fine, and if she gets 5, you know, bonus, and anything beyond that is not common. And I'm told by that I can probably do a 4 or 5 hours of sleep for a couple of days in a row. And then on that third day, I'm just not myself anymore. I am a different version of me. I'm more like a zombie me.
Yeah, and people that think that they only need 4 hours of sleep are, you know, smaller amounts of sleep other than anything below 6 is really not acceptable. We're all creatures of habit. So we build a habit of how long we sleep. I mean, most people do, they have an inner alarm clock. If I get more than 6 hours of sleep at night, it's very, very rare because my body automatically wakes itself up. So what I need to do is reprogram my body. Your mom needs to reprogram her body. My grandmother and aunt should have reprogrammed their body because the sleep is important, and we don't function at our best if we don't get the right amount of sleep. And the statistics are showing anywhere from 6 to 9 hours sleep is what every individual needs. And, of course, you may only need 6. I may need 7. Yeah, there is, you know, leeway for individuals because everybody's body is different. But 6 to 9 hours is what we need. And we need to program our body to do that. We can program our body to get into that REM sleep.
You know, you're right, because my sister needs 9 hours of sleep a night, and I never understood 9 hours. I've always thought that's a little overkill, and so we would just tease that she was taking the sleep that my mom wasn't getting and using it for herself. But it could be that she's actually in the 9 hour sweet spot, and she functions at a very high level when she gets 9 hours. If she gets 10, that's bonus, but 9 is her sweet spot. And if I got 9 hours of sleep, I don't even know if I could get 9 hours of sleep. I think occasionally, if I've had a lot of, you know, busy, I can get that kind of sleep, but not as a, you know, day in and day out kind of a thing.
Well, it's more important how much sleep that you get in that REM sleep. As long as you're getting, if you sleep 6 hours, 25% of that needs to be in the REM sleep because that's when the rejuvenation occurs. And we need to function. I know I did a year-long sleep study one time at a university. And I found out was it was all routine. You know, once I recognized the routine that I was in, I had no problems falling to sleep. And I've had problems falling to sleep for years.
Routines. I get the feeling we're going to be talking about that word as we go through the rest of the week. Well, Penny, thanks a lot for giving us such good information. I can't wait to dig into the rest. I get the feeling it's late in the evening when we're recording this, and I'm already feeling like I probably need to hit the day as soon as this show is done.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, here, you heard it here, folks. Get some good sleep tonight, because this week we're going to be talking about quality of sleep, the helpful tips for training your brain and body for sleep, and a few other things that you're going to want to stay tuned for. So for the show, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.